All right, we are live as we are talking. Did we forget we were on the radio?
We haven't seen Eric Zorn since
we forgot how it works.
Since you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
And that was a while ago.
Now, God, I hate that expression.
I don't understand what it means because it's impossible. I want to introduce you properly, though, Eric. The natural-born Tribune columnist Eric Zorn is with us. Explain.
Well, as you are probably following in the news, there's a little controversy being ginned up by Donald Trump about whether Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, qualifies to be president because the Constitution requires that a president of the United States be a natural-born citizen, and he was born in Calgary in 1970, which makes me feel old.
Yeah.
And
God,
and,
really?
Yes. And this is a
we are old.
He's ginning up this birther controversy over Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz's mother was born in Delaware and is a full American citizen, born American citizen. And when an American citizen gives birth to someone anywhere in the world, is a citizen at birth.
I don't think that should be. He's born in Canada. He should be a Canadian.
You notice how polite he is? That's
yep. He's and not smells a, of maple syrup, Eric.
No, he's not a Canadian. No, and so I've been actually very interested in what the word natural is doing in that expression, natural-born citizen. It's like, I don't think that the founders were trying to say that, well, if you were born by cesarean section or something, you can't be president. I don't think that's what that's about. And I think what they meant is, I mean, there's when you move here, when you come here from another country and you go through the process and become a citizen, you are a naturalized citizen, right? That, so naturalization process and so on. So they don't want someone to be president who was born in another country as a citizen of another country and then moved here.
Well, sure, because Trump's deal then is people who come here from Mexico and have their children here.
Right.
That wouldn't work.
That's called birthright citizenship, and it's a different issue, but also one that animates the voting base sometimes. But so the question is, what is the word natural doing? And I've been talking to some language experts and asking, like, is the word natural in the Constitution doing any work? Could it just be a born citizen? Because they want someone who was a citizen at birth, essentially. Yeah. I mean, that is pretty clearly the implication of that. And apparently, natural born is just – it's what they call a pleonasm in language. It's just one of those these words that get pushed together and they're redundant. Like you say, oh, it's a true fact.
Yeah.
A fact has to be true. A temper tantrum. You're not going to have a tantrum that is involving temper or a mass exodus. Exodus implies –
There are a lot of those words.
But the question is, why would the founders of the Constitution, who presumably were poring over every word going, it reminds me a little bit of the controversy over the Second Amendment when you have, you know, the well-regulated militia. Like, what exactly were they thinking about when they wrote that? Why did they use the word natural? In any case, this has got a lot of people really excited. And I was just talking to someone in the newsroom and he said, you know, you think that this is pretty settled law. Because I was at a party over the weekend, and people were coming up to me saying, so is Cruz a citizen? Can Cruz be president? Is this really for real? And these are like, you know, this is a question that serious people are now having. I don't think there's any question at all. I don't think much of Ted Cruz, but I do believe that he is completely qualified to be the president.
Can I ask you, Trump has tried this before with our president, with Barack Obama, saying that he was not a citizen of the United States.
Right.
Now he's doing it with Ted Cruz. Is this just on his smart key pad that he just goes to this whenever he needs
to? Predefined text string, yes.
Yeah.
We're
going to
find out that Trump was born on Mars.
Shocking, wouldn't it be?
Wasn't it one of the comedians, well, I think it was maybe Bill Maher, offered Donald Trump $5 million if he could prove that he was not born to an orangutan?
Really?
Yeah, and then Trump did it. And Maher said, hey, it was just a joke. But Trump threatened to sue him for the money.
So. We played clips, Eric, on Friday of the Trump pep rally that he had the other day.
Right, I heard that.
Played it Friday. And some people were very, very upset, saying we're doing our best to discredit Donald Trump. They won't listen to the show anymore. They're very furious that we would try to discredit him.
Well, those people can call in. It's not like we're not taking their calls.
I don't know why.
I know, because that bothered me too.
It's very upsetting. It's up to whoever you are. It's up to you to vote for whoever you want to. I guess it's kind of our job to point out on the Republican side or the Democratic side or whichever side is doing things or saying things that we think is a little out of the norm, then we discuss them.
And, you know, we are not journalists, no kidding. So
Eric is.
I am.
You are, but Bill, you and I,
no, I'm not,
so
you're
we're
not.
Here, it's like we're doing an op-ed piece every day.
Right.
You know, in some ways, though, you are journalists. I mean, I'm not trying to add more fuel to this argument, but you form a, you perform a journalistic function in that you gather information and you filter it and you present it. I mean, that's a lot of what journalism does. You have opinions. You're more opinion journalists.
Yeah.
You're pundits is what you are.
Oh.
I don't want to be a pundit. I don't like that word.
A lot of pressure.
And I always think of Ian Punnett.
You do? I always think of Smokey and the Pundit.
But I want you guys to put – this is one thing I wanted to do today, if it's okay. I know it's already the 11th of January, but I asked readers and I also asked members of the Mincing Rascals podcast to predict the news of 2016.
Oh, I love that.
And I got some questions for you guys.
All right.
We should go through and tick off your answers to them.
So, all right.
Should we take a break and come back and do
that?
So a few questions, and I'm going to write down your answers,
uh-oh,
and then I'm going to come back and confront you with
that. That won't be good. That will not be good. Eric Zorn is here. If you'd like to jump in, you can, 312-981-7200. We're going to predict the future in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Eric Zorn is here. It's Natural Born. Don't fight
Natural
it.
Natural Born Killer. Wasn't that a good movie?
That was a pretty good movie. We're going to predict the future, aren't we, Eric?
You are. I'm going to get you guys on record. Who's going to be the 2016 Republican nominee for president? Wendy?
God, I don't know.
It's hard to say this, isn't it?
Trump.
And Bill?
Donald Trump.
I'm going to agree.
All right. Just for the record, I'll tell you, I picked Paul Ryan. I think the Republicans.
Paul Ryan.
He's not even running.
That's an interesting choice.
That is interesting.
The Tribune readers think Marco Rubio. So
do they?
What about the Republican nominee for vice president?
Oh, see, that's a tough. That's an even tougher one. It really is.
Omarosa.
Omarosa, you think? Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't it be wild if it was Carly Fiorina?
I don't see that happening.
But wouldn't it
I
be
don't
wild?
See it. It would be wild. I'm going to throw out Ted Cruz's name.
Cruz?
Really?
Yeah.
And you, Wendy?
Paul Ryan.
Paul, that's, you know, he tried last time, so he plausible. Readers thought John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, who has not gained much traction as a candidate for president, but he's got this sort
There's
of,
some good things to him.
Well, there is.
Are.
I
mean,
I picked him a year ago. I thought he was going to be the front runner, but
yeah,
he didn't get much up. But he's from Ohio. He's moderate conservative voice. But what about the Democratic nominee for president?
That'd be your Hillary Clinton, I think.
Yeah.
94% of readers agree with that. Who's going to win the presidential election, the Democrat or the Republican?
Oh, that's Hillary Clinton.
I'm Democrat.
Democrat, Bill and Wendy, okay. That's what 82% of readers and Steve Bertrand, Kristen McQuarrie, and I all thought that.
You didn't ask vice president on the Democratic
side. Yeah, because I'm going to say Bill Clinton.
I'll ask that. I didn't ask the other people on the podcast that, but I did ask readers that.
Vice president for
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I can't figure this out. I've thought about this long and hard, and there's not a single name that makes sense where you just go, well, that's just a natural fit. I can't come up with a single person that I go, that would complement her perfectly. Can you?
Mm-mm.
Neither of you?
Other than Bill Clinton.
Other than Bill Clinton, of course.
What about Chelsea Clinton? They're going to keep it in the family.
What about George Clinton? Is there any chance we could get him to do this?
P-Funk.
Yeah, from P-Funk.
Yeah, my thought was Julian Castro. He's the he's a former mayor of San Antonio. He's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development right now. Hispanic, obviously, and just a possibility.
Have other people thrown his name out?
Yeah.
I heard it once or twice.
In the poll, I've never heard of him. There's
no?
This huge, long list of possible names. I mean, you know, and Elizabeth Warren certainly comes up as a possibility. But I don't think she would pick another woman. I don't think so.
No,
either.
She wants to be the only one. She does. She doesn't want to. I can't see her wanting to share this momentous occasion with another woman.
And honestly, if I were making this pick today, I would probably go with Sherrod Brown from Ohio, the senator from Ohio.
You mean if it was going to be another woman?
I picked Julian Castro, but I've heard Hillary Clinton mention Sherrod Brown's name a couple of times.
Really, yeah?
Again, it's Ohio. It's a swing state. He's popular there.
She likes to swing.
Yep. And she does like this. Although it's in the family. So.
Yeah.
And okay. I mean swing dance.
Is Anita Alvarez going to win re-election?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Too controversial.
Everybody agrees. Will Mark Kirk win re-election?
Oh, that's a tougher
one. I don't
one.
Think so. Not that I don't want him to, but I don't think so.
I'm going to go the opposite on that one. I think he will.
Bill's the only one saying yes, and everyone I've asked, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Budget stalemate in Springfield. What's going to happen there? Are they going to agree to a compromise budget before the end of the fiscal year in July? Are they going to agree sometime before Labor Day to a 2-year compromise? Or are they going to still be without a budget a year from now?
Without a budget.
I see two-year compromise as being the most realistic.
All right. Yeah, I that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Kristen McQuarrie points out that's unconstitutional, but...
Is it?
I say yeah. She's reading the Constitution wrong.
But just because they're prolonging it? Because that's...
You're supposed to come up with a budget every year. And there's no provision for a two-year budget. Now, prosecutors have asked for 7.5-year sentence for school CEO Barbara Bird Bennett.
Yeah.
Federal guidelines call for 11 to 14 years. What's going to happen at sentencing? Is it 7 to 9 years, 4 to 7 years, or less than 4 years?
Plea bargain, less than four.
Less than four.
4 to 7.
4 to 7. That's where I am, Wendy. And readers are at 7 to 9. So
harsh.
Rob Blagojevich is going to be going before the courts to ask for a reduction in his 14-year prison sentence. The appellate court sent it back. So the question is he going to get 2 years off or more or not?
Yes, he's getting time shaved off. After all the stuff that's gone on since his imprisonment, I feel they're going to go easy on him. Plus, it was such a strict sentence to begin with.
It was very strict, and I think that he should, but I don't think he will.
And your bracket was 2 years or more? They'll shave
two years. 2 years is the over-under.
I would go under that.
You go under that?
Yeah.
I do too, yeah. I think they're going to give him a little bit of a break, but not a huge break.
But not more than 2 years. I don't see it.
At the end of 2016, what's going to be the legal status of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, the guy who shot
that's a good
Laquan
one.
McDonald's. Is he going to be convicted of a lesser charge, convicted of first-degree murder, still awaiting trial, or acquitted?
I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm, I don't want to say what I'm thinking.
Say it.
You can say
you're
it.
A pundit?
First degree murder.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said convicted of a lesser charge.
Yep.
The lesser charge in this case would be what?
It would be second degree murder or something like that.
I see that more realistic than first degree murder.
Yeah, that's where I am too on that. I think they're going to do a compromise verdict. They can't acquit him, I don't
right,
think.
Right. No way.
First degree murder is a pretty high hurdle to fail. Will the U.S. suffer a terrorist attack in 2016 worse than the December 2nd attack in San Bernardino, which 14 people were killed?
By terrorist attack, is it possible that it could be homegrown? Are we including
somebody
anything. From?
Yes, I didn't. Yes, any kind of terrorist attack.
I'm saying no because I have wishful thinking, and I'm hopeful.
Don't
do it.
John Williams already said yes. So
did he really?
I think yes too.
Yeah,
the chutzpah of that guy.
Exactly.
And honestly, my reason for saying no is just same as Lenny's, kind of the optimism.
Right.
Yeah, I can't think. No, I can't. We can't let them win.
We got time for a couple of sports questions.
Yeah.
How are the Cubs going to do in 2016?
Better.
Are they going to make it to the postseason but fall short of the World Series like this year? Are they going to win the World Series? Are they going to lose in the World Series? Are they going to not make the postseason at all?
Not make the postseason.
Where did that optimism go?
Well,
you were so optimistic
a minute
ago.
I didn't turn. I just feel this was a great year. I'm really taking that out of the mix. I just think it was a great year, kind of beginner's luck kind of thing. I don't know if we're going to be as successful next season. That's all I'm saying.
I think, and I haven't looked this up, it's just a guess, but I think Las Vegas odds has them as the favorite to win the World Series this year, I think. Don't they?
Yes.
Not going to happen.
You're going to go with Vegas?
I can see them getting to the World Series, but without knowing who their opponent is, it's really tough to call that, but I could see them getting to the World Series.
So losing the World Series?
I hate to say that. Look, I was more willing to say there will be a terrorist attack on U.S. soil than I am to say that they'll lose the World Series.
I know where your priorities are.
No, you know what? Put me down for winning the World Series.
You and John Williams again?
Really?
Yeah.
John and I called each other. We're wearing matching outfits.
Same question about the White Sox. Think they're going to make the postseason, win the World Series?
I don't have any faith in that.
Oh, no, really?
Maybe make the postseason.
All right, Wendy, you're the only one so far. But
I don't see him making the postseason this year.
Yeah.
Then why'd you say that when I said
too
that?
Much because you're 100% White Sox fan. I'm 50% White Sox
fan. I'm just Blackhawks all the way now. I don't even
Do you
like
think the Blackhawks
will
make
here's
the World
the question.
Series.
Are the Blackhawks going to repeat as Stanley Cup champions?
Yes, sir.
All right, Wendy. And Bill?
Put me down for two.
Can I just tell you the team they have on that ice right now
it's
is almost better than what they've had.
It's pretty exciting.
You know, Brandon Saad, love him, and I know I jokingly said something like Brandon Saad who when we saw Artemi Panarin.
Yeah.
But the team they have on the ice right now is kicking
some
royal
good.
Ice.
Well, I tell you what, everyone else had to make these predictions about 10 days ago, and the Hawks did not. The Hawks have they won six in a row now?
Seven in a row. And six goals last night.
And they're looking much – they were not looking that good a week and a half ago. So I will put an asterisk with this prediction because I mean, I
would have said the same thing yesterday.
And the last one is, will the Golden State Warriors beat the 72-10 regular season record of the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls? That's the NBA standard, 72-10. They're ahead of the pace right now by a game or two.
Have they lost one game or two games?
They've lost two games, I believe. Last I checked, which I think was yesterday, I think they've lost two.
So. I have no idea what that question was. It all sounded like a foreign language to
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, it wasn't a foreign language. You're going to say Niet?
Well, who are the teams?
Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors. They're Steph Curry. None of this is ringing a bell.
No.
No.
Looking at me. Can we get an interpreter?
Artemi Panarin wants to help you with this.
Well, he could help me.
He doesn't speak any English at all, right, Panarin?
He's learning little bit by bit. Did you meet him the day he came up? He was on Cochran's show. He's a really nice guy, but he just nods a lot.
He's learning.
That's what I'm doing right now because I'm really not.
He's learning contract extension.
Right.
So I'm going to put Wendy down as an abstention on this.
Okay.
I think
the Golden State Warriors will beat the Bulls record.
Yeah, I do too.
The Bulls lost 10 in their best season.
10.
Right?
And Golden State's only lost two so far.
Yeah.
But the thing about pro sports in general, particularly NBA, is one guy goes down with an injury.
It makes all the difference.
And you are really in trouble.
Right.
Speaking of sports, I'm derailing this conversation. So did you guys see this game on Saturday night? The Steelers-Bengals, that football game?
I only saw clips of that game.
But
I know the Bengals did everything they could to lose it.
Nasty game.
Yeah. The more painful one is, and I was hoping we could talk about it later, was the kicker for Minnesota, Walsh, who missed an easy chip shot from a couple yards out.
Yeah, 27 yards, which is shorter than an extra point.
Right. They said the NFL average of making it from there is 97%, and he missed it, and it cost the Minnesota Vikings the season.
Are you guys speaking English again? Because I really don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, what the story is about is it's such a human story of failure. It's like,
right.
I mean, Kevin Butler, what he missed, one of the kicks he missed to win a game was like 45, 50 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us could ever come close to doing
that.
You and I might be able to kick a 27-yard field goal.
I don't think
so.
But the moment, Wendy,
we should have a little
see if we could do it or not. The moment that you needed to see was after the game, as the team was making its way off the field. Nobody on Minnesota would come near him. Nobody would talk to him.
Oh, come on!
Seriously?
It was tragic. Yeah, they showed him walking by himself with nobody would talk to him
at
all.
He hit three field goals during the game, and it was like 0 degrees out there. So
right,
and he hit three.
That's cold, and I don't mean temperature wise.
Two of them were pretty long, and you got to think, well, if it weren't for him, they wouldn't have been in a position to win the game.
Right.
So, but still, it's just got to be the worst feeling.
He blamed himself. He said afterwards, it wasn't the guy holding it. It wasn't anybody's fault.
It was very stand-up of him. It's interesting to watch how people respond to failure like that.
Didn't Robbie Gould do some messing up, too,
at
the
end?
A
couple of games.
He did, but to his credit, he also owned up to it.
But the team walked with him. Well, just Cutler, because they commiserated.
right.
You got to say it.
Eric, thank you. We'll see you in a week. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
We'll find out what Steve Bertrand has planned for you next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.